You know, I didn't want to be right.
You were kind of right. Purdue ended up making it to the final, which I had them winning it all, and you talked me out of it. And then you even talked double down on that and said they would lose early. So we picked them to lose early, and that hurt us big time.
Okay, we missed out on points. I will admit that.
Now, UConn won it all on the men's side, and that gave us a big boost. But overall, Ellie and I did not do so hot. Well, we did okay. We finished fourth, which I think is still an incredible finish, considering we had some really strong competitors. But not surprisingly, 9 of us out of the roughly 26-ish picked UConn to win. They were the heavy favorite. They were the defending champions. So congratulations to the men's UConn team for winning again.
Wait, question. Is Edie a senior?
I believe so, yeah. He's going to declare for the draft, and he is done. Although I didn't realize their point guard and I think another one of their guards are either freshman and sophomore or both sophomores. I couldn't remember, but that bodes well for them. If they can recruit someone else in the transfer portal to replace Edie and some of the other players, I'm not so sure, but it seems like they have a really good program in Purdue. So I wish them the best of luck in the future.
When we went to see Juju play, I did not realize she was a freshman, and I am mind blown. Like, this team has so much building it can do around her.
I saw some folks online kind of giving her crap as far as her like shooting percentages, but I've seen the counter arguments for that to be she has the ball in her hands the most. She takes some of the hardest shots, mm-hmm. good or bad for her team. And in a lot of situations, she is put in difficult spots because she tends to, for example, end of the quarter, time's winding down. You either are just chucking the shot or you're really just hoping, like kind of like a miracle shot. And that does impact your field goal percentages. I think what people are missing is more her entire body of work, how she carries herself, her maturity. That is very impressive coming from a freshman.
So young. I did not realize. And so now I'm just like, oh, it's going to be so exciting to follow her and see where she kind of ends up and the team that they build.
Now for the winner of the men's side, I'll list everyone out because, again, thank you all so much for joining. We really appreciate you. Doing this with the group makes it that much more fun when we're watching each game and either rooting or not rooting for certain teams we may not watch during the year. So in number one, the winner, the champion on the men's side, TS, congratulations to you.
Wow, so many great picks.
You know what was interesting? The person who picked the highest number of correct picks, I believe, was Lauren M., who finished 10th because she picked North Carolina to win it all. So that hurt big time. But she picked the most correctly at 48.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Which is pretty incredible considering TS and then in second place Kit picked 41.
Wow. So, also, I never realized that. You could have more correct picks, but not necessarily win.
It's just the way the lobby is structured where the further you go into the tournament, if you get those correct, they are worth more points. So Lauren may have had a lot of early rounds more correct than others, but the fact that later on she had already picked North Carolina to win it all, but they had lost, it's kind of you're missing out on a ton of points if you pick the wrong champion.
Okay.
To close it out, I'm just going to run it down from first, which is TS, and then Kit. Congratulations. Again, 1 through 9 selected UConn. So that's Kit, Muya, myself and Ellie, Selena, Allison, Jane, Laquita, and Amber. So that's the top 9 all picking UConn. We probably got a giant surge the fact that we picked the correct winner. And then in 10th with the North Carolina pick is Lauren M. So shout out to you, Lauren, and sorry about that North Carolina loss. That was tough, but better luck next year. Now, following on, we have Leah, who picked Houston. Tough that they lost their point guard, but Houston's a great program, and hopefully we see him back again. Then we have Shay, again, another North Carolina pick. Bummer, but it really does hurt the fact that they lost and didn't make it all the way. It really just impacts. You can see the further we go down in the men's bracket, just how much it impacts a team how much it impacts a team when their champion or winner loses in the tournament. So again, we have Leah, Shay, then we have Sarah, who had the Purdue pick. Shout out to you, Sarah. I wanted them so bad.
And standing even, strong.
Even in a separate pool with Ellie's coworkers, I did pick Purdue to win, and such an idiot. If I had just picked UConn to win like I did in this bracket, I think I would have gotten first. Didn't work out for me there either. So shout out to you, Sarah. Then we have Ed, another Houston pick. Bummer, but shout out to you, Ed. Thank you so much for signing up. Oh, then a new team. We have Jennifer Dub, or Jennifer W, picking Arizona. Arizona with that Caleb Love. Would not have picked them, but that's a still strong team. And then we have Annie. Annie, another my girl, another Purdue pick. Just tough. I was really rooting for them to really turn it around from their previous NCAA tournament showings, but they just weren't able to do it. And then we have Joy. Wow, with the Nebraska pick. Interesting. Maybe Joy's from Nebraska.
Maybe just a hometown fan. Maybe an alum.
Very possible, but shout out to you, Joy. Then we have Lauren C., our second Lauren, picking Illinois. Illinois went far. And yeah, when a team can really have those runs, yeah, that could push you far. But Lauren C sitting at the 18th spot. Oh, excuse me. We have a tie for the 18th spot, actually, between Lauren and Sophia with the Houston pick. So bummer. Sophia and Laquita have been a little mini storyline here, but yeah, Houston losing was big time. And it's just such a shame that they lost with their starting point guard getting hurt so early in the game. That was just such a big bummer. And as fans, we didn't get to see these teams really at their full potential, which big bummer, but better luck next year. And then in the 20th spot, we have Valor Dub. Valor is a name I do recognize from last year. So shout out to you and thank you for coming back. And then we have Elise with a different pick now. We have a Kansas pick. Interesting. Kansas, usually a powerhouse, usually goes super, super far in this tournament, but wasn't meant to be this year.
Ooh, I like that pick, though. That's a fun pick.
And then to close it out, actually, every single team to close it out has a different pick to win. So Elise had Kansas, and then Isabella has Nevada. So shout out to Nevada. And then Bonnie had Arizona, one more Arizona pick. And then Heather has Clemson. Very interesting. But apologies for that. They couldn't go too far. And then we have Jennifer F. picking North Carolina. Again, if they could have made it far, really could have bumped up your points there. And then the winner of last place, Beth G., congratulations to you with the incredible pick of the University of Kentucky.
Good job, Beth.
Yeah, we're proud. We're cheering for you right here.
We're clapping.
We're cheering for you. Congratulations. We haven't totally decided on the prize, but everyone will get a prize.
That's right. So check your email that you used to sign up for the pool.
More than likely, we'll send out prizes by the end of the week. Mm-hmm. So either check your email Sunday night or maybe Monday morning, and even like spam or junk. I think we found out somebody opened one of their gifts like a couple days ago.
Yeah, I got a notice that someone just opened their prize for last year. And I can't remember if this person joined the pool this year, so maybe they can just enjoy both prizes this year.
Okay, so that was the men's side. Again, congratulations to everyone. Thank you so much for being a part of our men's bracket for this year. On the women's side, not that much diversity on the women's side as far as picks, but still a fairly tight race on that upper threshold. Okay, now in our defense, us and a few others picked Iowa to go all the way. Mm-hmm. We were, well, from the upper echelon, we were one of the few. Well, actually, even the way we placed, a lot of folks actually picked Iowa, which may be why we got dropped. Essentially, I believe Ellie and I were either second or first going into the championship game. And that basically decided who's going to win the lobby. And sadly, for our case, Iowa lost. I really thought they would have enough firepower to overcome South Carolina, but just that team is just great coaching, great players, is just super, super stacked. And when you have great players and a great coach and they put just a high level of effort, and it shows by their undefeated record. It is just extremely hard to beat a team like that. Extremely hard. So congratulations, South Carolina. That said, the winner for the women's side is Jennifer F. Congratulations, Jennifer.
Did she also get the most correct? Because now that I know that's a thing, I'm very curious.
Actually, no, not on the women's side. TS, which might hurt a little bit, but TS won the men's side. Wow, TS, by the way, that's incredible.
Great picks.
Yeah, great picks. TS actually had the most correct picks, finished second, also picked South Carolina to win it all with 53 correct picks.
Wow.
Whereas Jennifer picked 46.
Ooh, but Jennifer... great job.
Jennifer did the right motions, the right picks to get the correct amount of points. So congratulations to you. So yeah, we have, in this case, we have 1 through 6 who, a little bit of shade here, but man, all of you picked South Carolina and got a huge jump.
Nice. Good job.
So we have TS in second. We have Leah. I'm sorry if I'm messing that up. Leah P, who is in third. Then we have Laquita. Shout out Laquita, South Carolina pick. Bonnie, Elise, all 1 through 6 pick South Carolina. Again, heavy favorite, powerful, powerful team. I'm already kind of kicking myself in the rear for not picking them, considering, yes, Iowa has a great team and maybe in the conversation of GOAT as far as maybe women's college basketball players and just college basketball players in general, just not enough to overcome the giant or the beast that is South Carolina. Okay. Then it's Ellie and I. We finished in 7th. Hey, at least we're consistent though. I think, hold on now, 1 second. Yeah. I mean, 4th in 1, 7th in the other. Yeah. We're in the middle of the pack. So that's fine. Then we have Amber, M with another South Carolina pick, got a nice little boost there, finished in 8th. And then we have Joy. Ah, Joy. Joy and Sophia, both with us, picking Iowa.
Nice.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you for believing in the story. Just wasn't enough. Oh, interesting. So Lauren C. and Valor both picked LSU, and they actually finished right next to each other at 11 and 12.
Okay, so somewhere along in the bracket, there was a difference.
For sure, for sure. And then Lauren M and 13 picked, I believe that's UNC, or excuse me, apologies, NC State at 13. So shout out to you, Lauren. The women's and men's from NC State made it incredibly far. Honestly, that's just an amazing showing of that university and their grit. And, you know, even being the underdog, still being able to beat these programs that are really viewed as I won't say titans, but they're pillars of college basketball. So congratulations to you, NC State. Then 14-15. Okay, we were just talking about Juju. And Heather H. and Jennifer Dubb both picked USC to win it all.
Oh.
A bit of a stretch. Maybe you're USC fans. Shout out to you.
Yeah, heck
yeah. We are fans after witnessing Juju in person. Very excited for her future and that team and what they can do. It would be a shame if they kind of wasted that talent, because Juju seems like she's going to be a perennial, just a dominant player in college basketball.
Hey, they made it far.
They did. But, you know, shout out to you guys. And, you know, hopefully next year you'll see even more of an improvement. And then the winner of the best of the worst in the women's bracket is Kiara S.
Yes.
Picking Alabama. Okay, that's a... Kiara has either went to Alabama or lives in Alabama, because that is a very confident pick.
Good job, Kiara. Thank you for joining. Thank you for joining last year, joining again this year. Hey, best of the worst. Still celebrate.
Like Ellie said, whether you're returning from last year, which was our inaugural year of doing all of this, or just a first-time participant, thank you all so much for being a part of this process. Ellie and I seriously had so much fun creating these podcasts, watching the games, being a part of this whole process. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
We realize this is a weird detour on our usual reality TV, kind of talking about love, relationships, recaps. And so going off the rails for like a whole month on March Madness is really random. And so I think it's really neat that so many people are willing to kind of go on this very random tangent with us, and we appreciate you.
Same as with the men's bracket, we will more than likely send out prizes for winners, losers, winner of the losers, and everyone in between, more than likely by the end of the week. So if you're listening to this, this would be somewhere around April 14th. Check your inboxes most likely that Sunday or maybe the following Monday. Make sure to check like junk or spam folders, but more than likely it'll be just a nice message from Ellie and I and then your prize. So again, congratulations to all of you.
So year two of us doing brackets, I feel like it was a big success. How do you feel about it?
I love it. I mean, the whole process, creating the brackets, whether it's planning, doing the research, or maybe you're yourself or I or other brackets, like picking last minute or just going with the feels, going with the mascots, going with colorways, whatever it may be, your own process. It is a very fun experience. I see how people who maybe don't watch college basketball can sort of be sucked in this environment, because it really is, at least the way we're trying to build this up, is it's just something fun to do during this time.
Yeah.
And be able to enjoy it with our fellow listeners. So thank you all so much.
It's a really like rainy and gray time for us in the Northwest. And so it's like a fun little thing to do, to look forward to in March, you know?
Oh, especially with the way everything is timed out, with a bunch of games on the weekends or most of the later round games being towards the end of the day, like end of the workday. It really kind of gives you that spark of like, oh, like we need to close down shop. It's game time. Like, what are we, you know, we're getting some pizza, some snacks. We need some drinks. It really creates in our experiences, just a friendly environment. And especially we live in an area where our teams didn't go too far besides Oregon State, but it creates this almost like an environment where fans of college basketball are rooting on all of these teams. I mean, especially if your team's not in it anymore, you could at least maybe root for the team or not that took you out.
Yeah.
But overall, I think it's always been a really fun experience.
Now the real question, are you keeping this 60 plus inch TV in our office?
Honestly, right now it's kind of out of the way.
That's a yes, everyone.
Where it was before, it is kind of in the way.
Yeah, that's true.
So it might stay here for a bit. Although, being honest, it has not been on since the games were over.
No, that was just strictly like the first few weeks when there were games during work.
Oh, yeah. People should know, in the earlier rounds when games are going on during the day, all day, I'm sorry, work productivity is a little bit lowered.
We just watched the Married at First Sight reunion part one. We won't get into it right now, but I need to know, because you conveniently kept a lot of your opinions to yourself during the episode as I was screaming at the TV. Did you like it? Did you not like it? Just super overall. We'll deep dive, obviously, tomorrow.
I thought it was incredible.
It was incredibly frustrating, but so good.
In some ways, it might be the most honest reunion or the most fabricated reunion we've ever watched.
My vote is for most fabricated.
I don't want to get into it and spoil things until we start recording and get our thoughts in that during that episode. But if you are a fan of Mavs, definitely look forward to our next episode that's dropping.
Thank you so much again. We will talk to you soon, and congratulations to everyone.
Thank you so much, and we hope to see you again next year. Talk to you later.